Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How important is that to be able to execute in these spots?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's everything, right? We lose that game because I can't do my job. And it's so important to, like I said, get it to those guys. And we're fighting all game. And, you know, early pitch is an unbelievable game. And I go in there and do that. Yeah, it sucks.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon and welcome into Fenway Park, where everything is not awesome. Whether you're part of the team, part of the fan base, part of the media, Boston Red Sox lose. You heard it right there. Greg Weissert summed it up nicely. It sucks. You lose 2-1. You waste another fun, exciting start by Connolly early. Fitzy's guy did the deed, and then Weissert did the deed himself to give up two runs. You lose 2-1. The lineup, which we've talked ad nauseum about here on WEEI Afternoons, just couldn't get its job done, and the Red Sox are scuffling toward the postseason. We don't mention that month when postseason games are played because we're talking to the manager, Alex Cora, about 10 minutes from now, 2:15 here in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, where we are brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. Nick Fitzy Stevens, Andy Hart here. And Fitzy, that wasn't fun last night. That did have some threads of the Red Sox season. I don't know if you've heard, but they struggle with runners in scoring position. They also seem to struggle when they're put in what seems to be the best case scenario, which is called bases loaded, no outs. They have a tendency to not score.
Really not weird. Deliver it. The most egregious crime last night in the 2-1 loss, which was an absolute heartbreaker. And yeah, our guy Connolly early did deliver once again. I stressed and highlighted the importance of getting a good start out of him yesterday because this offense has stalled out at 35,000 feet. Now, an airplane can glide for a long time and usually find a safe landing spot. But in this particular case, are they going to land softly on the perimeter of the postseason, or are they going to crash and burn just before it? I don't know, and it is a damn shame. But the most egregious thing that happened last night was not putting in Greg Weissert in the sixth, which I'm going to ask the manager about, because quite frankly, he's the worst option that he could have put in there. And it was a big mistake. Sorry, it was a big, fat mistake.
You liked the matchup.
We have seen Weissert let runners in scoring position score time and again. And On top of that, he then puts more guys on base, which he allows to score as well. It was a bad decision. But not scoring any runs with bases loaded in the second inning when you are an offensively, not just challenged, offensively anemic team like the Red Sox now, without Willy Abreu, without Roman Anthony, and without any punch or pop at all in the lineup, they sealed their own fate even though they had the lead in hand.
So your Boston Red Sox, let's put this in perspective. You are in third place in the AL East. Those dreams of fighting for a division title down the stretch because you got games with the Blue Jays, so you control your... You don't.
See ya.
It over. So let's focus on the wild card standings where you are in the third wild card at this point. Remember those dreams of first wild card?
Uh-huh.
Those are fading fast.
Uh-huh.
New York Yankees are that first wild card. Then it's the Houston Astros now, mm-hmm. who are a half game up on the Red Sox. And the Red Sox are only 2.5 games up, not over the Rangers, because they stopped their run of success and their winning ways. Now it's the Guardians that are nipping at your heels. The Guardians have won 5 in a row mm-hmm. and 9 of 10. Meanwhile, the Boston Red Sox have won 4 of 6. They are the only team in the top 6 wild card standings that has a losing record in their last 10 games.
They've lost 4 of their last 6.
Yes, they're the only team that has lost. They're 4 and 6 yeah. in their last 10.
Okay, the Guardians
team with a losing record.
Andy, the Guardians made a lot of trades at the deadline, basically signaling to everyone, like, we'll play with what we got, but we're kind of not in on the rest of the season and have caught fire and done everything the right way. And would you want to put these Red Sox up right now against the Mariners?
I wouldn't want to put them up against the Braintree Little League team.
Who will be here tonight. As
they were shutting out teams on their way to the World Series. They would do that against this team, I feel like.
God, it's so sad. One after another, it's like Eaton and, you know, Masataka Yoshida and one person after another who can't deliver in the clutch. They're just not even creating opportunities in the first place, let alone delivering when they have the opportunities. I'm beginning to wonder now, even if they do stagger, tumble, or limp into the postseason, to what effect? Like, so they're going to have to try to win every game 2-1, 1-0. I mean, actually, no. 2-1 is almost like a far cry or a reach at this point.
Yeah.
Might have to win 1-0.
I'm going to need shutouts from here on out, pitching staff. That's everybody. And I will say, the starters, which adds Connelly Early to the mix, and the Whitlock-Chapman back end, I have some confidence they might actually shut out the opposition. The issue is in the middle of the game, where guys like Weissert and Slayton and Matz and those guys pitch, and you haven't found the ability to secure those middle inning outs right now. And then when you do give up some runs, there's no punch in the lineup. And, I mean, we reached the point yesterday. It was breaking news here on WEEI Afternoons where Ted Johnson was critical of Alex Bregman and his slumping and inability to really be productive. I know he had like a 6-game hitting streak, but it was like
is he not 1 for 4
every game. It's not good.
Andy, is he not being productive at the right time now, or is he just being pitched around? Because
there's
you look at this lineup and you're like, if we don't let Bregman beat us, we're fine.
I would have very little fear of this lineup. I mean, no disrespect to any of these guys. Some of them, they're supposed to be platoon kind of guys. Romy Gonzalez is your leadoff hitter. He goes 0 for 5. Yes, Dan Ball.
Just quickly on Bregman, too. His career average in August versus September and October is almost 80 points lower. So he's been an August swoon guy followed by a fall off in September.
Oh, awesome. And not to mention coming off the time missed to the injury and all of that, those opt-out discussions are less relevant these days. It's question as whether the Red Sox will be in the postseason. And that was my poll today at Jumbo Heart, at WEEI Afternoons, Fitzy, that I put out there. Red Sox fans, how are you currently feeling? This is coming off of last night's really kind of gut punch loss when you get a great start from a great young pitcher. He avoided the Peyton Tolley one great start, one bad start. Nope. Yeah. And I heard all these
look like
people,
the same guy.
Yeah, they were like, well, the same lineup 2 times in a week could be bad for him. They've seen him. They know his stuff. Well, they still couldn't hit his stuff. He should have pitched shutout baseball. He should still have a 0 ERA if it weren't for the bullpen. But the question that I put was, how are you currently feeling about the team's chances in the coming weeks? Miss the playoffs? Quick playoff exit? Or make some postseason noise? What do you think's winning?
Miss the playoffs.
No, quick playoff exit.
With 47%, I'm guessing.
53%. A majority of Red Sox fans still believe the team will make the playoffs and then have a quick exit. Next is miss the playoffs at 36%, and a mere 11% think this team is ready to make any noise in the postseason. And one of the arguments is just math. It's so late, and for example, the Rangers made their run. Now they've come back to reality. The Guardians are in the midst of their run, but can they continue it for another 10 or 11 games through the end of the season? Because if the Red Sox play essentially 500 baseball, they go 5-6, 6-5, then a team like the Guardians to pass you probably has to go 9-2, right? I don't know the exact numbers.
They're going
to
stumble into this. They're going to bet. You know what it is? We always used to use the phrase with the Patriots, and it was so rare and infrequent that they did it, but other teams would do it. when the Pats were usually just racking up AFC East championships, or titles, rather, I should say, back into the playoffs. These Red Sox are about to most likely back into the playoffs.
Well, maybe. We'll see. I mean, because they did set their rotation. So now you got the good Connelly early start. Even though you didn't maximize it, you didn't get return on his investment. Nope. You do know now have Giolito leading into Bayo, leading into Crochet. Like, you have it set up to go on maybe a little bit of a run here because they did manage the starting situation with the day off and skipping Peyton Tolley there. So if you trust your starting pitching, you should win the next two games, correct, against the Oakland A's?
You should, but you also got what was on the cusp of a quality start, a high-quality start last night. And you also couldn't win that as well.
That is true, because it's unlikely that Bayo and Giolito can be much better than Early was last night.
Giolito went 5 2/3 Friday night. You guys were here. Gave up one run. It was one very hard hit, long
run. I'm looking
run.
Out the window here to see if I can find the Judge baseball.
No, I don't think it's landed.
I don't think it's come down yet. No. I'm going to go out there. Fair.
I think somebody might have caught it in their windshield.
I think it actually picked up geosynchronous orbit. It was hit so far.
Good.
But 5 2/3, one run allowed. Is that going to get it done tonight?
I don't know. With this offense, and I heard...
It's a fair question.
I heard Jones and Keefe talking about the questions with this loss, which are sort of the bigger questions with the team. Who do you blame sort of situation. They can't score. I know they scored 6 in the first inning against the Yankees, and then they went 8 innings without scoring.
And had to white-knuckle their way through the next 8.
Right. And then last night, you get one run, and you think, that's it. You think that's enough to win a baseball game? Now, to be fair, Connelly early gave you a chance for one run to be enough. But this team, this lineup, this ability to score runs, this issue with runners in scoring position, which, remember, that was a real weakness for this baseball team earlier in the year. That's crept up its ugly head again, and that's probably the biggest issue right now, is getting guys across the plate when they have the opportunity. Speaking of the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora joining us in studio here. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. Cora, how are we doing?
Doing good, doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. I mean, you know, there's some angst in the air, I don't know if you've noticed, in Red Sox Nation. But let's start with the good. Before we get into some of those questions and angst, back-to-back starts from Connelly early, where he was unbelievably good. Whatever else happens around him, you have to like what you saw from the young pitcher.
Yeah, and that's something we've been talking about the whole season, right? If we pitch, we're going to be okay, and he's part of the equation now. That's a really good lineup. They do damage against left-handed pitching, and to pitch in Sacramento where the ball flies and strike out 11 and be under control, that was one thing. And then yesterday, his first outing at Fenway, and you see him in the clubhouse, you see him in the pregame meeting, and the way he behaved on the mound, that was eye-opening. You know, very calm, uses all his pitches, understands when to expand, controlled the running game yesterday. So that was great to see.
Well, Alex, love you, mean it, but now I'm going to have to be the bad guy and ask a tough question or two. So, one, whose decision was it to pull early at 80? Was that something that was preordained to start the game off?
I made the decision.
You did? That was your call to pull him at 5 1/3. It was looking good.
Yep.
I know he has one guy on. And then subsequently, why Weissert in that spot? Only because I know, I've been at some of these games as well. I've seen him, the Tolley outing as well, runners inheritance score, position score, back in July, I believe it was July 2nd. Came into a game, had a tough spot. I feel like clean innings benefit him well, but I wasn't sure if that was gut, numbers, or both.
No. I think right now where we at with Slayton, we prefer him in clean innings. Obviously, he's building up. So the other righty that we have is Zach Kelly, who can go multiple innings. So you keep him in the bullpen as long as possible. And if something happens, then you bring him later in the game. But with Wise, he's throwing the ball well, you know, and he got the big out. He got the righty out.
Yeah.
And, you know, he made a mistake on the fastball right down the middle. And we talk about that situation. And for me, you know, Mena first, 3-2 count, and we wanted him to chase up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the walk there. You know, you go up, he swings at it. It's a strikeout. He doesn't swing at it. It's a walk, and you move on to the next guy. So, I mean, he's been good for us the whole season, and he's one of the righties that we trust.
While you clearly have reasoning behind every decision you make, when it goes sideways, when it doesn't work out the way you want, Do you second guess? Do you agonize? Because everybody else does, right? Everybody on the outside.
I don't second guess, but I go home and you think about it, right? And it's one of those that for a while there, whenever we made a move, it worked out, right? And, you know, it didn't work out yesterday. It didn't work out. I was just looking at some of them, you know, and the Toley one, we talk about it. And that's the reason we brought him in, too, with men at first. I think, you know, everybody gets caught up. Oh, he's 5-1-3, but that guy gets on, he's 2nd and 3rd, and we're going to have to make a move there. And you're going to put him in a tougher spot as a reliever, 2nd and 3rd, one out, 1st and 2nd, one out, and then you really have to make pitches.
Okay, we'll talk about no politics at the dinner table. We will not talk about October right now. That has been banned from the program.
Right? It's not banned. I mean, the question was about the third catcher in October. So, like,
because like, there's so many different things we'd love to. I know you're not there yet, and I'm not sure if you're a superstitious man or not. I know you want to focus one game at a time. You got 11 left, and last night was a tough one, and you'd love to pick up a few more that could give you distance between the Guardians and really secure this wild card spot. But has Connolly early pitched well enough, even though it's only in 2 starts? To secure that 4th spot either the remainder of the way or should you need a 4th starter in the postseason?
He's pitching on Sunday, so I think that tells you the whole story, right? And it's not that, you know, we can talk about how young he is and all that, but pitchability comes into play, and he has a lot of weapons. And, you know, the fastball plays, but the off-speed pitches, they're really good. And there's something about being under control in the mound that really gets my attention. And, you know, he's been with us, 10 days? And it feels like he's been with us for, 3 months, you know? Like, he's not in awe of what's going on. Now he's getting ready for his next start for Tampa. He was in the video room looking at video, looking at scouting reports. So, I mean, that means a lot to us, and we know we can trust him.
I just wanted to follow up. So Toley, obviously, it's almost like a show, really. He's such a larger-than-life human being and so emotional and demonstrative, but Early has this quiet calm about him. Where do you think that comes from?
I don't know, but they're the total opposite, but good kids, you know. Yeah. And actually, Early in the clubhouse, he's loud. He's always talking to people, you know. He has his own personality. But when it comes to pitching, you know, he's very calm, very thoughtful. And that's talking to Jason, you know, and to the captain, Veritek. When we met with Early in Sacramento for his start, that's the first time that I seen a rookie coming in with his notes. You know, usually he's like, you guys tell me and I execute. With him, he was prepared. He knew the opponent. You know, Carlos is leading the meeting. And, you know, he's like, yeah, I like that, but we can do this too, you know? And I was telling Jason, I said, hey, this is cool. You know, like, yeah. I mean, preparation comes into play. It's your first big league start. If I was him, I'd be like, hey, man, you dial it and I throw it, you know. Right. So really good pitcher, really good kid. One of the things that coming into the season, I think everybody was talking about our position players in player development, right? That was the whole talk, the big three. And if you look at the season, we have broad arms that have helped us win games, you know. And we're in a good spot now and in the future because he's a combination of both, you know. You have to pitch in this league to win championships. And I do believe as an organization, we're doing an amazing job with that.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with us at Fenway Park, WEEI Afternoons. Getting back to the October comment that gained a lot of traction. First of all,
I love it.
You kind of did it to me 3 weeks ago, maybe. I brought up bunting. And I said, was that an eye on October? And you go, no, that's an eye on September.
Yeah.
And I get that focus. But you guys have talked about October, even going back to February, I think, like, you know, Bregman arrives, Crochet. It's like we plan on playing in October. That comment, do you regret saying it? Did it come off as a sign of like, I don't have faith in my team anymore? Like, how do you feel like that reacted?
No, it was more about the third catcher question. Bro, it's twice a day from Fort Myers all the way to October 28th. Let's put it that way. And sometimes you like, no, I'm not going to talk about the third catcher. You know, let's talk about what's going on, and we have to play better to get to October, right? And actually, I do believe the last 3 games, we've been better. Yesterday, tough one offensively, but pitching-wise was good. We play okay defense. I guess New York, the last two were good. You know, we just have to start hitting with men in scoring position.
How often do you, because you talk to the media a lot. It's a big part of your job, not just us, but
it's,
obviously.
It's the part of the job.
Yes, it is. How often do you say something and kind of immediately say, oh, because Mike Vrabel talked about it this week. He was on the Greg Hill show 6:30. I think he phrased it 6:30 on a Monday morning after a loss. I said something and then it gets used against me in a court of law.
With all the respect to the 6:30 show, that's why I don't do it at 6:30.
Good for you.
I mean, they're great. I do it in Fort Myers, but That's a tough one. That's a tough one. It's a long night. You're asking, hey, yeah. It might be a long night, and you answered the wrong question.
Right.
I mean, it's the one thing, when people ask me about this job, and this is the reality of it, I hate to say it this way, but you control the narrative, right? From the first day you're on the bench in Fort Myers all the way to the last out of hopefully the World Series, right? And there's certain days that you're on point, right? And there's certain days that you really don't want to answer questions. And you're like very, although I'm not there yet with Belichick, you know, like just cut him off. But there's certain things that through the media you can accomplish, right? And I was watching MLB Network and the quote came out. And Brian Kenny's talking about it and Joe Maddon is talking about it. Like, man, that wasn't meant to be, you know, like it was more about the third catcher question, but it's not an easy job. And the thing here in this market compared to others, maybe Booney gets it because he does the podcast, yep, which is tough. That's very tough.
Mm-hmm.
If you say something in April and it doesn't match with what you said in April, you say something in April and then in July you say something different that doesn't match with that. You guys will bring it up.
Yep.
And I respect that. I respect that, you know? And I mean, that's fair games, you know? And you have good days and bad days. I guess I had a bad day that day, but you guys know how I feel about October. You know, when you play in this place, not making it to playoffs is not acceptable. We've been really good the whole season. And one thing for sure, and this is something talking to the third base coach of the Tigers, my brother, is like you got to stay focused on what's in front of you. I think for one or two days, a lot of people are looking back here. And, hey, we're two games behind the Yankees. We have a wild card spot right now. Let's keep going. You know, don't stop. We have a good baseball team. Are we hitting right now? We're not. You know, we're not playing great, but we're playing okay. So hopefully today we win the game, we win the series tomorrow, and we go on the road.
This is New England. We live to blame our problems on other people and live in the past, Alex. I mean, you know this by now. And as far as it goes with Vrabel, like his game's done at 4:00 on Sunday, so he's got time to get home, get to bed. Like you're here till midnight. You can't be up at 6 a.m. answering questions at that hour.
I'm here till midnight. You don't know what time I go to bed, especially when the family's not. Like last night, the family's not in town. And you're there watching the highlights and going over the game, and it's like, oh my God, you better go to sleep, kid.
Yeah, it's 2:30.
You work tomorrow.
You got to talk to the radio guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot has been connected to the offense struggling since Roman Anthony unfortunately went down.
Yeah.
So it's been 2 weeks since you announced that he was going on the DL. Can we get an update?
He's walking on the treadmill. Up to 25 minutes. Yesterday, he told me it was a great walk. I mean,
he was a retired guy in Florida?
He's a 76-year-old woman.
he walked into the
clubhouse. We're going to take him to the Natick Mall, South Shore Plaza.
He walked in into the clubhouse, and I'm like, how you feeling? He's like, I'm feeling better. And where we at right now is like 25-minute walk on the treadmill. It was great. Yeah. He's feeling better. Still sore, but adding stuff to his rehab. No timetables, of course, but one thing that caught my attention yesterday was kind of like he went to my office. He's like, hey, I'm feeling better, you know, and I haven't heard that in a while.
Last Wednesday you gave us the update. You're like, yeah, he's still really sore, and that made us feel like, oh, yeah. So he's felt the same way as when he injured it. That's no
problem. Yeah, I mean, it's going to take a while, but, you know, he's doing everything possible to hopefully get back.
So you referenced the lineup and some of the struggles, and we've all watched them. We see that first inning against the Yankees when it looks easy, and you just boom, 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 then it goes quiet. Last night it goes quiet. How do you explain it? How do you get this lineup going? What's the common thread as to why the struggles continue?
I think how many at-bats the last four games or five games with men in scoring position, I think it's like 46, right?
Yep, 40-something.
So the line's moving. You know, we're getting on base. We're getting 10 hits a game. Yesterday, ref – walked three times. As a team, we walked five. I think Trevor has done it this season, kind of like take the humble approach with men in scoring position, right? He's been shooting the ball to right field, giving him a chance to make contact, right? Shoot it to right field. If they hang something in the zone, he can hit it over the monster. But just take what they give you. There were certain at-bats against New York, against Fried. I thought we were really, really good, you know? 105 pitches in five innings, right, or six innings. We used the middle of the field, and we have to get back to that. Yesterday, we had bases loaded, and, you know, there was a pitch there to Sedan. We were preaching patience, right, with the kid. He takes the first one, it's a ball. He takes the second one, it's a ball. The third one, it's a cold strike.
You weren't happy.
And he wasn't either. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, we talked to him before the game. You got to be patient. He is patient. He doesn't get the call. Next pitch is the same spot. He swings at it, and then a changeup, he strikes out. And then Romy, who's been one of our best hitters against lefties and righties, he hits into a double play. But the one thing that I'm happy with, the line is moving. We just have to cash in now.
So are you – you had a comment the other day, something to the effect like the way the Yankees play, and that's cool and everybody loves it, but we got to be who we are. Is that a team thing? Is that an individual
thing? This is where we at right now as a team. We're not hitting the ball out of the ballpark. I think the last homer with men in scoring position was Ref in Sacramento, and this is who we are right now.
Yep.
So, yeah, we got guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but they're not right now, so let's cash in. The Yankees, that's what they do. They hit homers. Us, we have to get on base, run the bases well, put them in play, and score runs.
So, Bayo's ERA the last three starts is over 5.6. So, I'm just curious, because he had a great August, and it's been up a little bit recently. Feeling good? Is he tired? Is everything? Because he's about to hit his inning, the highest innings total for a season as well.
No, he's feeling good. The one against the Yankees, he was off in that first inning, right? Yeah. Hit by pitch, and... You know, we walked Judge and Rice hit the double. But stuff-wise, he's in a good place. He hit 98, 99 in Arizona, so no concerns.
Okay. Willier Abreu, update, close, day-to-day? Could we see him?
Day-to-day, day-to-day. And
maybe
just talk to him
tomorrow?
I just talked to him, and he feels okay. He hit live BP on Monday. That day, he was sore, and it was more about the workload on Sunday, actually, than actually, you know, one thing is to be sore, the other is to be tight, you know. So he was a little bit sore. He ran yesterday, feels good today. We'll go through the whole thing today and see where we at.
How hard is that for him? Because I look at him as a guy that when he gets hot, he's the guy that can hit the ball out of the ballpark and carry you guys.
I mean, it isn't a bad that we need. We know that. And this is even before Roman got hurt, because Willie hit in seventh, you know. He provided pop from the lineup, you know. First and second, two outs, seventh hitter, hits a homer, he's a three-run lead. So hopefully we get him back.
How does it, lastly for me, how does this go for you right now, like in terms of how much of this is like trying extra to motivate the guys, give them what they need, versus like you appreciating the moment and then your scoreboard watching? Like, how do you handle all the different things that go into it? And can you just stop and appreciate the fact that, like, you have a chance to make the playoffs?
That's the best point right there. You know, like, I was today, I did my thing, went out, ran a little bit, came back to the house. I was watching TV. And I'm like, hey, kid, man, we got a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're whatever we are in the wild card. We got a chance to catch up with the Yankees. We got a chance to play meaningful games in October. So enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Did you hear that word? He said October.
Enjoy it.
Like that word.
Yeah. There it is. He said it.
All right, Alex. Yeah. Good luck tonight, tomorrow, and
lineup changes, man. No questions.
Oh, you want?
Oh, we got a little lineup change.
Yeah, give me the lineup.
We're going. Trevor second, Alex third.
Ooh. Oh wow.
We're gonna try that one today.
So we're jump starting one guy, hopefully.
And
but I don't
going.
Like moving the guy who's hot.
Well, we need traffic. We need traffic. I think the kid is gonna have a good game tonight.
And I dare say I believe this is our last interview with you here in person at Fenway. We'll obviously talk to you next week as well, but we've always enjoyed the in-person interviews, the candor, the friendliness. This is great. I hope it is not our last in-person Fenway interview with you.
Amen to that. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Go Sox.
Good luck. That's Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we'll break down some of his comments, but first we have Dan Ball with What's Trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI. The Red Sox fell to the Athletics last night in the first of a three-game series. The final score was 2-1. Connelly Early went 5 1/3 innings in his second career start, allowing just one run while striking out seven. Greg Weishart picked up the loss in his American League leading 9th blown save in relief. Game two of that series is tonight. First pitch at 6:45. Lucas Giolito starts for Boston opposite Mason Barnett. And you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 5:45. And Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the game. The Patriots return to the practice field this afternoon. New England hosts the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Both teams are 1-1 on the season with one road win apiece. Some notes from around the team today. Christian Gonzalez is expected to be out on the practice field in a limited capacity. Morgan Moses was also in uniform for practice today, while Keon White was not spotted at the facility by the media. Last night, the Steelers signed former Patriots linebacker Juwan Bentley to their practice squad. ESPN's Mike Breese notes that Bentley becomes the fifth former Patriot on the Steelers roster. From around the league, the Vikings placed running back Aaron Jones on injured reserve because of a hamstring injury. Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed underwent surgery on his broken clavicle and a Jones fracture in his left foot. And Sean McVay says he tore his plantar fascia on the sideline while coaching the Rams to victory over the Titans last weekend. And finally, Bruins training camp begins today with media availability. The first on-ice sessions are set to begin tomorrow. Boston opens up on the road against the Washington Capitals on October the 8th. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live at Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
All right, yeah. Alex, good luck tonight, tomorrow, and
lineup changes, man. No ask, no questions.
Oh, you want?
Oh, we got a little lineup change.
Yeah, give me the lineup.
We're going. Trevor second, Alex third.
Oh wow,
we're gonna try that one today.
So we're jump starting one guy, hopefully.
And
but I don't
going.
Like moving the guy who's hot.
Well. We need traffic. I think the kid is going to have a good game tonight.
Lineup's out. Lineup is out.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora just moments ago here in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. I would normally say it felt like we didn't do our jobs properly, that the manager had to offer up lineup changes. But does he know the lineup changes literally every night? Every freaking night it's a new lineup. Now, he was peacocking around because it was a significant change. We're moving Trevor Story and Bregman, St. Bregman, who can't hit, flip-flopping those guys. That is a notable change, in my opinion, which I want to be on the record, I don't love.
You don't love it? You don't? Nah, how come? Why?
Because I...
Andy, we are in desperation mode. I'm not saying this is call up Bruce Chen to pitch game 162, but it's time to shake things up a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? This house is on stilts. And he walked in and goes, what does this one do? Let's kick this stilt out and see if the whole damn house falls down. Trevor Story is the only guy you can rely on, and now we're moving.
He's a consummate professional. He'll hit anywhere you ask him to. If there's anything you can depend on, it's Trevor Story producing and also not getting thrown out when stealing a base. Well, yes, Dan Ball.
Thank you, both of you. By the way, you should get on board with this because Alex Bregman is a 240.
Don't tell me how to feel. That's Fitzy's job.
Well, I'm going to give you stats to back it up.
Yeah, and I'll do that at 3 o'clock, Ted.
Yeah, I'm going to give you stats to back it up because that's my
job. That's your job.
Hitting second this season, Alex Bregman, a 249 hitter with a 705 OPS. Hitting third, which he did when Rafael Devers was hitting second, 293 with a 915 OPS. You put him back where he's had more success this season.
And how about that?
This answers the question, at least superficially, that they do believe that there's no protection, like that Alex Bregman has somehow been affected by the lineup, I guess would be the way I say it. Or they're just grasping at straws and this is a desperation move to try to save the season for the guy who at one point was supposed to be their MVP, most important player. And we were talking about $40 million a year not being enough for him. I still don't love it. I don't love the story aspect of it. And this is where, and I know some Patriots fans were looking at videos talking about superstitious on the sidelines in Miami. I'm a little superstitious. So Trevor Story, been snake bitten for about how long? 4 years? 4 or 5 years?
This contract, yeah.
Okay, good. So he's been snake bitten forever. Now he's having a really borderline perfect season, other than the month of May. If we could just throw away a stupid month, he'd be great. And now we're going to mess with that. You're tempting the baseball gods to be like, oh, you're going to move Story around? We had settled him into a nice season. A
couple weeks ago, I remember it was someone who looked...
I also understand that makes no sense.
Looked, sounded, and smelled a lot like me, who looked at someone who looked and smelled and sounded a lot like you and asked, do you think this team is capable of one more swoon the rest of the way, and do we have to gird or prepare for that? And you're like, no.
Was that before or after Anthony got hurt? I think it was before.
Might have been. Anyway,
there was no swoon when Anthony was on the team. This is a post-Anthony swoon.
Blank happens, and the Red Sox have had a lot of blank happen to them this year, including... Dan Ball, how many lineups have they trotted out so far this year?
Oh, we're at least, I was just looking at that, we're at least 120. Yeah. I'll get you the exact number just a moment.
Okay, so that means 4 out of every 5 games, he has had to trot out a different lineup. You usually try to pick your 9, and then just until they're hurt or tired, roll with them.
Which is why we didn't really ask about lineup changes, because that would be a
it's expected.
Be annoying. Fitzy, can you give me a couple other notable aspects of the lineup, not just the flip-flopping of Story and Bregman? Who's going to hit fourth in this lineup?
Oh, man. Well, the Red Sox called up their best power hitter, and he wasn't available to play tonight. So instead, Masataka Yoshida will be hitting fourth, cleaning up in your lineup.
So do we now pencil in guys in the four spot who hit ground balls to second base? Is that like the premier idea for a cleanup hitter?
But let me use your voice. But his running form, it's so adorable.
Screw his running form and screw his ground balls to second base. Can the guy even get the ball into the outfield?
Romy, your homie, bats fifth. The ref, Rob Refschneider, bats sixth. Nathaniel Sweet and Low down, batting seventh. Carlos Narvaez, your catcher, is batting eighth, and batting ninth, playing the outfield where he and his elite defensive skills belong, Sedan Rafael.
Did they get him that big red little kid bat to use tonight? Because he really could use that.
Oh, man.
He couldn't make
it. What are we doing?
Tennis racket, pickleball paddle.
This is the problem with the offense at large. It's hot, it's cold, it's hot, it's cold.
He's the ultimate.
Oh, he is
hot
and cold. By far the ultimate.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Now the Jackie Bradley Jr. comps are apt.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to our buddy Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, Rafael. Everyone saw the heat wave he went on. It was interrupted by the All-Star break, but he's so far removed from that right now. So this has to do with, like, the grip on the hockey stick or gripping the golf club or the baseball bat in your hand. Don't squeeze your toothpaste. You're squeezing the toothpaste all over the bathroom, and Mama's mad. Just lighten that grip pressure up, guys, and, you know, just relax a little bit. Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call, Matt. Relax a little bit. That's the coaching point from Matt in Rhode Island. Just relax a little bit. Alex Cora seems relaxed when he speaks with us, but his actions would say that he's not totally relaxed when you are moving Trevor Story and Bregman.
You got, sometimes you just got to do something for a you need a spark.
11 games to go, and you make a dramatic move.
Can you guarantee they're going to? I mean, that look, we've desperate? Talked about five.
Is desperate good?
And desperate times call for?
Measures.
Moving Trevor Story to bat second.
617-779-7937. Squeeze in one more phone call. Let's go to our friend Justin in Washington. What's up, Justin?
Hey, gentlemen. I just want to compliment you guys on a really great interview, and you do this every week. Your tone of voice is like so kind and curious, and then you ask these really hard questions. So, Fitzy and Hart, I wish more journalists would do this, what you guys are doing on Sports Talk. On to the blame. It's all on Breslow, guys. Last time I checked, you need five starting pitchers, and he created a team with three. You need four high-leverage bullpen arms. He created a team with two. He took their best player, and don't give me the Bregman stuff. He can't hit. His defense has been getting worse. He's really not that good lately. He took their best player in Devers, traded him for dog water, and then at the deadline, lying to us all and probably Alex Cora, promised to buy for this team, whether it be a nice starting arm, a nice bat. What do we end up with? We end up with Dustin May and Nathaniel Lowe, who the Nats didn't want. So this is on Breslow, and I think we need to focus on that.
Thanks for the call, Justin. We will touch on a couple of those points from Justin on the other side here. The Red Sox are scuffling. The lineup is changing. Fitzy says it's desperate times at Fenway Park. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
How often do you, because you talk to the media a lot. It's a big part of your job, not just us, but obviously.
It's the part of the job.
Yes, it is. How often do you say something and kind of immediately say,
I hate to say it this way, but you control the narrative, right? From the first day you're on the bench in Fort Myers, all the way to the last out of hopefully the World Series, right? And there's certain days that you're on point, right? And there's certain days that you really don't want to answer questions, and you're like very, although I'm not there yet with Belichick, you know, like just cut him off. But there's certain things that through the media.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora just moments ago here at Fenway Park on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed the interview, you can go back on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it now to your phone. It's free. It's awesome. Works very well. You can also get us on the WEEI Afternoons podcast on iHeart, Spotify, any place you get your podcasts. I thought that was really interesting because I do hear this question, Fitzy, and you asked him the question about Weissert and the decision to pull early, kind of early. And a lot of people think it's predetermined. It's coming down from above. It's Breslow. It's an organizational decision.
You shall pull him after 80 pitches.
And it could be. And a lot of times, I actually heard Jones and Keefe having this argument when we were coming in to say, well, if he doesn't make that decision, then what the hell does the manager do? What does Alex Cora do? He just told you. The job. It's not a part of the job talking to the media and controlling the narrative. It is the job. So the front-facing aspect of the job as the manager of the Boston Red Sox, and he talked about it. You know, not everywhere is it like that. New York with Boone, it's like that. There's certain places where that is the biggest part
it's
of the
It's relentless. Box. I mean, these massive media markets. I know this is Media Market 10. New York is Media Market 1. I wonder if Dave Roberts has to face as much scrutiny in the top media market in L.A. Probably not. These East Coast towns that treat this like religion, where it matters more or seemingly more than any place else, you can never rest. I'm shocked he goes for a run in Newton.
Well, you know, that's how he stayed in shape. Remember a couple of years ago, he got a little...
No. I'm not surprised. I mean, we all understand how good exercise is for anxiety and frustration.
Yes.
It's more about like he went in the street. Like he didn't go to his Planet Fitness or the Equinox or the YMCA.
But running outside way better.
No, we both know that as well. I'm just saying,
clears
like
the mind.
And
he's like, I got to talk to Fitzy afternoon. I got to get a run in.
Some Fitzy, Sully, or Murph may stop you, although there aren't a lot of Fitzy, Sullys, and Murphs in Newton. But they might stop. Hey, Cora, why'd you put in? Take your earbuds out. I'm talking to you, guy. Why'd you put Weissert in last night?
Head down. Head down. Focus. Yeah, one step after another. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Rick in Salem. What are your thoughts on the Red Sox, Rick?
First off, I don't know where this guy comes off with saying Weissert's been throwing it. When you have 9 blown saves, no, you haven't been throwing the ball well, and they have no business putting him in any high leverage situation, him or Zach Kelly. I'd rather die with Slayton. And second off, ready, guys, you guys hit it right in the head. St. Bregman, I'm sick of looking at him. If this is the version I have to see of him, I hope he opts out when the season's over. Go, hey, we're not loading up the Brinks truck for this guy with his 16 home runs. We can get a lot more production for a lot less money than this guy, and I'd rather roll with the young guys.
Thanks for the call, Rick.
All right, well.
A lot of passion in there.
We know where Rick stands or sits.
Yeah, and the voice is tremendous.
Excellent radio.
Seems like
voice.
A guy that should be doing social media content with that voice. It's very popular these days.
It's somebody with that kind of voice. Cara! Yeah, hey, why did you put Slayton in last night, guy?
But I thought he was just going to say, I'd rather die than watch that guy pitch, but he landed that plane a little bit differently, which is a good thing. But I think you can say one thing right now. There's passion in Red Sox Nation. I'm not sure where it's exactly focused, positive energy, negative energy. I know
We've
you're
invested.
A big believer in
yes.
positive energy.
Yes.
You might be pushing back against some negative energy that's starting to build up here with the way things are trending toward October.
It's okay. He said we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Just not as it pertains to third catchers.
I don't care about the third catcher. If you asked me the list of concerns I have that I want to talk to Alex Cora about on a daily basis.
Would third catcher be one of them?
No. The third effing catcher is not an option. When you don't really have a good second catcher, then what do I give a rat's
well,
about
hold
the
on.
Third?
The Wonger has done a good job. You know, he has acquitted himself pretty well recently with teaching Chapman that you can throw a fastball two places and not just throw it. And also, don't forget,
True.
Crochet, when he was, what was it, Dan? It was showing him like, parts of the play, like ways that he was throwing his two versus his four seam and the way it was landing. It was something, yeah. But like Crochet went into depth after a game, you know, extolling the value of the Wonger, which I think is important because otherwise he's candidate A for what would you say you do around here?
And something did just kind of strike me. So you and the caller brought this up. I don't want to overpay and back the drinks truck up for Bregman. So Bregman's making $40 million a year.
Yes.
You traded away Rafi Devers making $30 million a year. If Bregman decided he wanted to opt out and sign with the Yankees or the Tigers, you now have $70 million worth of slots available for you in free agency. That's a lot of money in free agency.
That sure is.
Two $35 million a year players in free agency? That's kind of enticing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want to run Bregman out of town because I do think he's been great.
But the suits.
Okay,
but the vibe.
$70 million worth of baseball player could be two really good baseball players, one really good one, and three pretty good ones. That's an enticing possibility. Speaking of Rafi Devers, been a topic of late. Oh, you could use him in the lineup right now. Oh, you're never going to get to the postseason, blah, blah, better without him, blah, blah. My three-point stance will explain to you something regarding Rafi Devers and how two things can actually be true. That's up next, three-point stance, WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.